Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is pleasant across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv is sunny and warm, perfect for a walk outside. Haifa has a gentle breeze, adding to the comfortable conditions. Eilut remains sunny, ideal for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, two IDF reservists were killed and four seriously wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet. Also, Matan Kahana criticized the government's handling in the north. He claims Israel has lost its freedom of action in Lebanon, reported Mariv just moments ago. Also this hour, Trump stated earlier today that the U.S. was ready for a significant attack, but then Iran called, as covered by Walla. Separately, a piece from Forward highlights a controversial move by one of Netanyahu's top allies, undermining the IDF. And finally, Israeli President Isaac Herzog has urged calm amidst rising tensions, according to the Jerusalem Post. From X, the latest. The Israeli Foreign Ministry, in a post just minutes ago, mourned the loss of two IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon, expressing condolences to their families. The Times of Israel reported earlier that the IDF announced the deaths and serious injuries of four troops in Majd al-Zun, prompting renewed strikes on Hezbollah. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just now about a terrorist infiltration alert in Samaria, affecting areas with populations under 500. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that an explosive device claimed the lives of Maj, Harold Birenstock, and Chief Master Sergeant Tamir Vaknin. This incident has intensified the ongoing conflict, highlighting the fragile situation at the border. The IDF's response underscores the complexities of maintaining security in the region. Turning to Matan Kahana's comments, Mariv revealed his criticism of the government's northern strategy, suggesting a loss of tactical advantage in Lebanon. His statements reflect growing frustrations within Israel regarding the military and diplomatic approach to Hezbollah. This sentiment could influence future policy adjustments. Meanwhile, in international news, Walla covered President Trump's remarks about potential military actions. Trump's comments about Iran suggest a preference for diplomacy, despite military preparedness. This highlights the delicate balance of power and negotiation in the region, impacting global diplomatic efforts. In a related development, a report from Forward criticized a move by a Netanyahu ally undermining the IDF. This internal controversy within Israeli politics may affect public confidence and military morale amid current tensions. Finally, President Herzog's call for calm comes as tensions rise. His leadership is pivotal in ensuring stability and unity during these challenging times. His intervention seeks to mitigate further escalation and maintain national cohesion. On the economic front, first, a survey by the Institute for Retail Research, covered by Mariv Business, compared product prices across Israel, showing Rami Levy leading over Carrefour. This competition could lead to significant savings for Israeli consumers. Separately, Ynet Business reported that Zenity has raised $125 million to expand its AI agent security platform. This funding highlights the growing importance of cybersecurity in Israel's tech sector. And finally, CTEC shared news of German airline Condor launching flights to Israel despite regional tensions. This move indicates resilience in the travel industry and confidence in the Israeli market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.